Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Mark Hoare Russell here, and welcome to this brand new episode of the Results of a BS Show. Now, today, you're in for a treat. I have a special interview where I'm going to talk to this young lady named Jasmine, and in this interview, we're going to break down step-by-step how she was able to turn her annual income into her monthly income, and now she's doing that over and over and over and over over again every single month. We're going to break down exactly how to do it step-by-step. And by the way, if you haven't got access to the Results Over BS Rapid Business Growth Bundle, where we show you how to get more leads for your business, more clients, and scale your business faster and with greater ease, all you got to do is go to yourpodgift.com, yourpodgift.com, or you can simply text Results Over BS, all one word, to 904-447-5274. That's Results Over BS to 904-447-5274. So in the meantime, I want to go ahead and jump right into this interview. You're going to absolutely love it. So be sure to take notes. Let's get into it. Clap. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Mark Hoare Russell here, and welcome to this exclusive interview with the great Jasmine Womack. If you're online, especially like Facebook, Instagram, and things like that, you've probably seen Jasmine because she's crushing it. She's putting out a lot of content, and I have the honor of working with Jasmine in the past, less than a year or so, and she's just been absolutely crushing it. So I wanted to just bring Jasmine on and kind of hear from her, hear what she's been up to here, because I always tell her, like, she does a lot of amazing, she's getting a lot of amazing results. She executes like crazy. So just want to talk about like her growth over the last months, what she's did specifically to actually really crush it, and just kind of what she's doing now, you know, in the business to really take things to the next level. So Jasmine, first off, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Marquell.
No problem. So first off, I know you've had a lot of success in your business and being proud of the work that you're doing and been having the opportunity to work with you. So before we actually get into like the step-by-step methods that actually got you results, before we really dive deep into that, I guess more importantly, because I know that business and personal life has a direct correlation with everything. So prior to us coming together to work together, what were you already doing online? What may have been frustrating about that process? What made you reach out? You know, that type of thing. Just kind of let's start there.
Okay. So I own a publishing company and I teach aspiring authors how to write their books. And I teach published authors how to monetize the books that they have and grow them by using, you know, creating curriculum-based products, you know, and services. So before I came to you, I was still working my job, and one of my goals was to hit six figures, but specifically 10 grand a month consistently. And I wasn't on that level. I was at about between 65 and 8 grand a month, just depending on the month, you know. And so one of my struggles was up-leveling my marketing and being able to generate the amount of revenue that I wanted to on a consistent basis.
Gotcha. What would you say was the biggest thing that was kind of keeping you from getting to that revenue on a consistent basis?
Not having certain pieces in place, honestly. And I was doing well on my marketing, but I knew that I needed to level it up a bit more, meaning that with my time, you know, because I have a family, I have a spouse, I have kids, you know, my time was extremely limited. So I was trying to do the most with the least bit of time. Gotcha. So that was like one of my struggles, one of my challenges.
Gotcha. And what do you think were like those missing pieces that you were missing to kind of help you break through?
Having structure and clear strategy, because I'm a person, I can and I will execute when I know what to do, when I have like a proven process that I know works. So it was literally having different structures and different processes set up in my business that was just kind of keeping me from hitting that mark.
Gotcha. Cool. So you wanted to get to the income. You had the income goal in mind. But
I guess tell me like the benefits. Like why did you want to get this done? So you said you was working. You're a teacher, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a teacher for 12 years. I was a middle school language arts teacher for 12 years. So at the time I was trying to get out of my job. Actually, I had this time last year, I left my job. Matter of fact, today's my 1 year anniversary as a full-time entrepreneur. So
Congratulations.
So I knew that I needed a consistent level of income because I didn't want to have to go back to the classroom.
Got it. Okay, cool. So so you want to get out of the job, get to a consistent level of income. So what would you say is what's the big reason why like you really want to get this thing done? So you came in, you wanted to get to the 10 grand per month mark. And
time freedom. I have small children. My husband's job requires travel from him. And so I didn't really like, you know, the whole feeling of basically when my husband's gone, I'm having to do everything with the kids by myself. And then I don't really have the time with them that I wanted to. And then my daughter used to get sick a lot when my son was getting sick. So there I was always having to take off work to see about the kids, you know, whenever they got sick or whenever they had a doctor's appointment. And you know how it is at work. People either don't want to give you the time off or they act like they have an attitude when you need to take time off to handle your personal responsibilities. Even though you have a responsibility to fulfill as a job, I also have a responsibility to fulfill as a mother. And I wanted to be able to do that without having to get permission from anybody.
Gotcha. Perfect. So since coming into the program, so since you've got your income goals, and I know you messaged me and told me kind of where you were and where you are, but I don't know how much you open to sharing publicly, but what would you say has been some results since us working together that you're okay with sharing? I mean, cause I don't want to tell your business, but whatever you're okay with sharing, what's happened since we started working together.
Well, I utilize a lot of marketing strategies that I learned from you. And it like really helped to catapult my business. You were really, really, still are really big on the video marketing, which is why we're doing this interview. Mm-hmm. And so absolutely. I utilized a lot of those same strategies to launch my program. And I have not had anything less than a five-figure launch, you know, so going into the multi five figures. So it really helped to grow and scale my business. And, you know, sky's the limit.
I love it. So what would you say actually attracted you to me? Like what made you sign up for the program? I know it's a decent investment. So what made you actually take the plunge?
Okay. So one of the things that made me take the plunge was that I literally saw your ads. And I think I told you this. I said, mm-hmm. I kept seeing your ads for anywhere between 6 months to a year. Like I had seen your ads repeatedly. And that was one of the things that I wanted to know how to do, like run ads, you know, and I was like, I've been struggling with Facebook ads and I see that you run them successfully. And I could tell by the engagement on the ads that you knew what you were doing. And so also I had known somebody who worked with you and because I trust them, it kind of was like, okay, well, he must really, really be legit because I've already been seeing his ads and now here he is working with somebody that I know and trust who has worked with me since before I started. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of gave me the extra bit of confidence. And not only that, I did reach out to others. So you have like this super long list of people, you know, these testimonials, and they all came from Facebook. So me being the investigator that I am, I went and I'm like, okay, well, let me find this person. I'm like, okay, that's the same profile picture. That's the same person. So let me send them a message and see, you know, what was their experience. I don't want to hear about your necessarily results because everybody's results will vary just depending on the level of effort that they personally put in. But I want to hear about their experience working with him. What was their experience like in the program? X, Y, and Z. And obviously, since I saw the testimonial, they did get results. So, you know, and I just knew like with that many testimonials, you can't lie about that.
Yeah. For sure. Can't make that up, right?
You can't make it up. And they were video testimonials. So I'm like, you know, somebody telling the truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk about some of the steps that you took in the program. So I guess this is where we kind of get into like the what. So what would you, so some people always wonder like, okay, what exactly did she do? She was trying to get to the five-figure mark. Now she's doing consistent five-figure, multiple five figures. Like what would you say are some of the actionable steps that you took away that actually you start implementing?
From the program?
Yeah, so based on what you learned from me, what would you say, okay, these are some definitely actionable things that I did. Basically, so what? That you did actually help you propel to where you
One
are.
One thing that has really helped me was just really narrowing down like your titles, your topics, and being able to niche everything down so that someone knows exactly what they're going to get from you. So that way there's like, there's no ambiguity, that like there's no confusion. And you are able to speak directly to that client that you want, you know. Another thing is pricing. You stretched my mind when it came to pricing. And at first I was extremely resistant, but now I'm like, you know what? You know what? Let's make it happen. You know, and I realized that a lot of times we will have a certain level of knowledge and expertise that we don't necessarily realize is as valuable as it is.
Right.
And every time you doubt yourself, you don't leave space for the people that really will work with you and who will pay, you know, the true value of the product and service. So you really, and also pricing, when it comes to pricing your products, your services, and your level of expertise, that you know that when someone else gets a hold to it, it can really be, you know, transformational in their life. Not only is it worth an investment, but when you price your items at certain prices, it gets rid of people who you don't want to work with, you know? So not only do you tend to attract your dream clients, but you will also repel the very ones who will end up being headaches. So those are some key things that I learned. I also really learned the power of video marketing. So in just about everything that I do now, I implement video as much as possible. It's extremely personable. It's an easy way for people to make a connection with you. And I know even for me, I watch more video than I will sit there and read, you know, because I can listen to it in the car as opposed to having to be stationary.
Absolutely. 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 So what would you say? So that's a lot. So that's a lot that you implemented. And the cool thing is we just getting started. So it's like, you just getting started. And now here's also what I want to point out. So you've been able to, accomplish this. And cause I know you said you had so much business come in that you weren't able to launch ads. So at this point in the time I was doing this video, the ads haven't even been able to launch.
No, so I'm launching them like, I think tomorrow, you pressed me to do it tonight, but tomorrow's my deadline, but you're like making tonight my deadline because I've been working at it diligently. So even still, even with everything, because I had to do some mindset shifting, and I fought along the ads the whole time, even though the ads is initially why I came to the program. But when I started utilizing a lot of the marketing strategies that I learned from you, literally business took off. And it was a lot for me to handle. And so I literally spent the past 8 months trying to get a grip on everything and get different systems and people in place to handle the influx that I was blessed with. I mean, it's truly a blessing to be able to work with the people that I work with. However, now I'm looking to automate things a bit more. One of the things was that I was literally doing everything manually, you know, going on live and doing everything. But now I'm looking to automate things a bit more. Through using the system that I've learned from you. So I'm really excited about that piece. And I'm definitely excited about utilizing the ads, because what I'm learning with the ads and what I've learned so far, I can use it not just with this program, but with other things that I've done and have created as well, to just create, you know, just a system of automation, put my business on autopilot. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So how you feeling about the results so far? How do you feel like what's been happening so far? How do you feel like it's going to impact your life ongoing?
I think that we're going to end the year out great. And I think next year is going to be even better. Like I said, I'm just really blessed to, you know, be able to experience this and even have the opportunity. You know, they say that women, African-American women, are starting businesses at a fast rate. You know, we're the largest growing segment of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. But like 80% of the businesses, you know, fail within 5 years, you know, and most don't even make a profit or substantial revenue. So to have been in business for myself solidly, you know, for a year and for 12 months to been able to generate, you know, 10, 20 grand or more per month, and actually be able to pay myself, pay my staff, and start a savings and start investments and things, like, that's a real blessing. And not only do that, but know that I'm able to help others do the same thing, you know, through helping them in the way that I help them. So it's a real blessing.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. So I won't take up much more of your time, Jasmine. I definitely appreciate you jumping on here. So let me ask you this. So if you had one thing to say to the audience about this process that we've gone through, definitely transformational, as you said, because what I love about this, people don't understand that entrepreneurship, it grows you in so many ways. If you go in. So it's not just, a lot of people get sucked into, well, I can just make more money, but like, it just transforms you. It's just like a whole ripple effect, right?
It will either, you know, one of my friends says this as it relates to marriage, but I'm gonna say this about entrepreneurship. It will either mature you or expose the immaturity in you. Lakia Brandenburg said that. My friend Lakia LB said that. And she always says that as it pertains to marriage. And this is true, but it's also true about entrepreneurship. It will either mature you or expose the immaturity in you, because it will call you on the carpet. I have had those days where I woke up just crying, like, oh my gosh, what am I, you know?
Absolutely.
What did I get myself into? I should just go get another job. And I'd be like, nah, what I made in a month, I literally can make in a day. So
exactly.
I'm not about to give it up. Exactly. I just got to push through this moment. I'm just having a moment. It's got to push through and keep it going.
Absolutely. So what would you tell everybody listening right now about this process? What would you say to them as far as your experience working with me and so forth and so on? What would you say?
It's been great. I would say definitely whenever you want something big, you got to give something. Like, whatever, you know, when you want major things, it's not just going to fall into your lap. So it's going to be an investment, you know, involved, whether it's in your time, your money, your attention, whatnot. So you have to like really think about what it is you want. And if you want big things in life, go ahead and be willing to put the investment in your time, in your money, in your attention, so that you can accomplish those goals that you want to reach, because it's bigger than you. Like, there are people's lives out there dependent on you to share whatever it is that you have to share, but you have to believe in yourself enough to make the jump.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, thank you so much, Jasmine, jumping. I know your time is very valuable, so I appreciate you hopping on here with me.
Most definitely. Thanks for having me.
For sure. And everybody who's watching right now, so hopefully you got some value from this. And if you are, so I basically work with three different types of people. So number one, if you have a business and you want to get more clients, you probably sell something for $2,000, $10,000 or more, or your lifetime value of a client is worth $2,000, $10,000 or more, and you want to automate that process and basically attract as many clients as you can handle every single month. That's number one. Number two, if you want help creating your own big ticket offer where you can package up and sell for $3,000 to $10,000 or more, we help you do that. Or number three, maybe you want to transition from lower ticket to high ticket. Maybe you're an author, or maybe you're a speaker, or maybe you're selling information courses online, or whatever the case may be, and you want to create a bigger ticket offer and have more people paying you $3,000 to $10,000, we can help you with that. And if that's something you're interested in, I have a link around this video where you click on get more details, and then we can go from there. But if nothing else, hopefully you got a ton of value. Share this with anyone who you feel may benefit. And thank you so much for checking us out. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.